word on the debutant. Pretty exciting player. I think a lot of fans are pretty keen to see him have a run.
Yeah, big forwards always generate a lot of interest. And, you know, Harry's been working really hard in the VFL on his fundamentals and still got a fair way to go in that space. But for his family, our footy club and our supporters, they'd be excited to see a young guy get his debut.
What's the, what sort of role is he going to play?
Oh, listen, being his height and size, it'd be a key forward role, yeah.
Oh, but like, will he be your main man? Or like, you know, how many minutes do you think?
Oh, no, I think these days all players have got to have balanced minutes, so he'll get good game time and, yeah, he'll play up front with Levi. Yeah.
Plenty of young tools on the park tomorrow. Some interesting matches up, like in terms of blokes who are going to be around for a long time in the competition, I would have thought, with some of Brisbane's forwards and backs as well.
Yeah, I think both teams have got a really young team out there. I think we've got seven teenagers and maybe about nine under 20, so 20 or under, so... yeah, our future's on display and Brisbane's young future's on display, so be a good contest.
How do you rate their tall forwards in Shacky and Hipwood?
Yeah, well, obviously Shacky, an early draft pick, and Hipwood's, you know, has been linked to similarities to Buddy, so, you know, we've got to respect them both and defend really hard in that space.
What sort of dangers do you think Brisbane present generally? Like, some weeks they're off, some weeks they're on, and it can spring a big upset like they did sort of a few weeks ago against Essendon.
Yeah, well, they've played some really match-hardened teams in the last month, so we're expecting a fierce contest, no doubt about that. But their midfield's strong, you know, Beams and Zorko in particular. But they rebound hard off half-back. They take the game on, so they can be really aggressive with their ball movement if you let them.
I think Dion Prestia did a pretty good shutdown job on Zorko. Zorko last week has been one of the comp's best players. Sort of overall, did you have a look at that? Do you think you'll lay a hard tag on Zorks?
Oh, we'll maybe assess how the game unfolds and then make that decision, yeah. But he's a quality player, he's had a fantastic year, yeah.
I think he'd be getting a bit more press, Zorko, if he was playing for a Melbourne club. Like, his stats are unbelievable, to be honest.
Yeah, I would have thought Brisbane and wouldn't worry about the external noise. Players just go out to compete and set really high standards, so I don't think that would concern him. He's well respected in Melbourne, irrespective of whether or not it's in a paper or not. Coaches understand how good he is.
Their midfield, a few of their more experienced players, a bit of a quiet game last week. Do you see it as in, like, you shut down your Zorkos and your Rocklifts and that, and you've got the Lions and the leash a little bit?
No, we look at their whole side. We play more a system-based approach to nullify or expose opposition, so... yeah, we don't focus ridiculously on individuals. We respect them, but our game plan's built around our system.
Going into this one as favourites, mate. It's been a pretty lean year overall, but I suppose it's a good opportunity for both sides to have a win, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a difficult competition to say who actually is favourites. Yeah. So, again, that's noise. We've got to turn up and play aggressive football. Yeah.
What about coaching against Fags, mate? Your old mate from, I presume, pretty way back. Not just Hawthorne, but the Tassie days as well. You guys would have mixed.
Yeah, a lot of respect for Fags. Good friend, been a great mentor over a long period of time. But, you know, for a day, I think the competitive juices will come out. We'll take the gloves off, but then shake hands afterwards.
What do you think of the sort of job that he's doing up here?
Nah, he's got really strong morals and ethics. So with that as a platform and great relationship builder, and I think he'll set this club up. So a lot of respect for the way he's going about it. It's his first year in a reset, not too dissimilar to us.
I think you said in the paper today that they're sort of trying to follow your model a little bit, although you guys might be a couple of years ahead, but thinks they're tracking a little bit similar to you guys in terms of bringing the young blokes through.
Yeah, I think you know that the way forward, given a salary cap and a draft, is built through the draft, and we're a year and a half into it, and Fags has started the same approach, so there'll be a lot of young talent showcased tomorrow from both teams.
Can be a pretty hard slog, though, that sort of rebuild. But Fakes seems like a pretty patient sort of bloke. Seems like he's doing pretty well in that respect. Like, he must be pretty frustrated sometimes. But do you think he's sort of the right guy in terms of that sort of stuff?
Oh, listen, I think both clubs understand the way forward, and you know, you can't change things overnight. But both teams have been in a hurry to do it as quickly as possible. The question about is he the right guy, I think he's an outstanding coach. I've known him for a long time.
Beauty.
Thank you.
Have you heard?